It's a powerful moment in the body of Christ. Let's lift up our hands again and just thank God in your own way. Father, we just thank you and praise you. Want to be, got to be, need to be. Help us yield to your will, Lord. I don't have it all together. Help me get it together. For your glory, I'll do anything. That's what they were singing. Praise God. Let's you out there on the television land, wherever you're at your home, lift your hand right now and tell the Lord you want to be exactly what he wants you to be. You got to be, need to be it. Hallelujah. Father, we just pray and thank you that this word that you've given us will come alive all over the world. And that the men and women are here with me, those are in tune, will hear your voice and understand your way and your will. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for this entire Money Comes conference. Thank you for Hope of Glory, who have sponsored this conference. And may you bless them in a special way. All the members of that church, they're listening. May you bless them in a special way. Release yourself in this place tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you may be seated. May be seated. I'll make a statement to you. Revelation is the cure for everything.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Revelation. Once you get revelation and act on it,
yes,
it's powerful. Another thing I want to remind you that in a meeting like this or in any type on Sunday morning when you're at church, you first must operate in faith.
Yes.
Now, some men are trying to operate in the anointing and the glory. You can't do that.
Yes, sir.
See, and that's why we get so much substitute for the real move of the Spirit, because people have a tendency to want a strong anointing or they want to operate in a strong glory, and they leave their faith out.
Yes, sir.
And so I asked you tonight, this last night here, as I deal with a subject that I was provoked by my sons to deal with. And when I say sons, I got many sons. I don't have just three sons. I got sons all over the world.
Yes, sir.
Let's turn to Matthew 25. And I want to walk you through some things. But I want to talk about money coming, operating in proper stewardship.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that boy reminded me, this need to be taught. Money coming, because that money start coming, partner. You better know what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
So money cometh, operating in proper stewardship. I wrote a note, how to develop and operate in stewardship where you are.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to start in stewardship where you are. You can't start in stewardship somewhere else. You got to start where you are. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And let's get a understanding of what stewardship really is. It's the conduct, supervising, or managing of something entrusted to one's care.
Yes.
And then the synonym has so much to say to us, is administration, care, charge, conduct, control, direction. Listen to this other word now. We're going to talk about money coming. We're talking about finance. We're talking about prosperity. We're talking about increase. We're talking about abundance. Listen to this next word, control, direction, government.
Yes, sir.
Government. In your stewardship, and there's a higher word, I'm going to say another word in a few minutes. In your stewardship is government.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Guardians, handling, managing, operation, oversight.
Yes.
Then it says, presidency.
Yes, sir.
You're in charge.
Yes.
Regulation, supervision. And I want you to write these three things down. Thank you for the stewardship anointing.
Thank you for the stewardship anointing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for stewardship wisdom.
Thank you for stewardship wisdom.
Uh-huh. Thank you, I know that proper stewardship releases surplus.
Thank you, I know that proper stewardship releases surplus.
If you handle it right, where you are now, the surplus will be coming in on your level. Now, I want to read the opening text, maybe we'll go to quite a few scriptures, in dealing with the subject matter. money coming operating in proper stewardship, not stewardship.
Proper
stewardship. You're going to have to be ready for it.
Yes, sir.
When it starts flowing, you got to be ready for it, all right? And it's my aim tonight to help you get ready for it. There's a voice I always did love in the Bible. It's so clear. Then Matthew 25, and this story is called it the stewardship of the talent, but it's stewardship. It's managing, it's overseeing, it's handling it. Can you handle it? Yeah. How much can you handle?
Yes.
You know, can you stay moral?
Yes.
Can you stay moral with plenty of money?
Yes, sir.
Can you master money?
Yes.
Are you going to let money master you?
Yes.
In the 14th verse, listen very carefully. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods.
His
good. That's a good start off right there.
Yes.
Yeah. Everything I have
belongs
to the Lord.
Yes, sir.
You got to understand that. That'll keep your balance. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
He delivered to him his good. Yes. So the point he gave it to him wasn't their good. It was his good.
Yes, sir.
They were supposed to watch over it for him.
Yes, sir.
And so he could, and one of the reasons we need to understand this is because God can't give us direction to get out because we owe it so much.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, now watch this next verse. This is my verse, the 15th verse. This is my verse here. And this is why there are different ranks and people live in different ways. And to one he gave five talents.
Yes, yes, sir.
Now God must be unfair. He wanted to give five talents. To another two.
Yes.
Man, it looked like we could have started off even. And another one.
Yes.
Five, two, and one.
Yes.
What kind of God is this? But notice the end of that voice.
Yes.
This is why we got to get it proper before the money start coming too fast.
Yes. Yes,
to every man according, see they passed tests.
Yes.
To his several ability. See? That's a qualifier. Every man according to his several ability. And straightway took his journey. Now God always coming back.
Yes, sir.
See, then he had received the five. You know, he did five, did receive two, received two, and then the one. Why he didn't have five.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He stayed on earth level.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
The other boys trade, but the other one digged in the earth. He stayed on earth level. And when you're functioning in divine income from God, you can't stay on the earth level.
Yes.
You can't think like natural man. You can't think normal.
Yes, sir.
Because you're not on a normal trail. Nobody can tie you down no more.
Right.
You're operating in a divine stewardship. Listen very carefully. I talked about stewardship positioning you for prosperity.
Yes.
All right? And I wrote two words down, substanding training. Substanding training. Your training must have some substance in it.
Yes, sir.
The secret to kingdom stewardship is recognizing that all you have come from God and belong to God.
Yes.
Therefore, listen, permitting God to show you what to do with his stuff. You got it?
Yeah.
Now, see, if you don't learn that, if you don't recognize that it's important, if you think, you know, if you're looking for just an anointing or just a glory, no, your faith needs something to work with.
Yes, sir.
When God starts blessing you, your faith needs something to work with. Watch what it says now. The secret of kingdom stewardship is recognizing that all you have come from God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And belong to God.
Yes.
Therefore, permitting God to show you what to do with his stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, rich young ruler in the 10th chapter of Mark.
Yes.
He came and talked about how much he loved God, how much he been serving God and keeping the commandment and all that. Then God touched their money.
Mm-hmm.
He went away sad, yes, grieved, and sad.
Yes. Yes.
Because his stewardship wasn't there. And so God sort of protects his children. He don't let you get there.
Right.
Unless you can handle it.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Permitting the Holy Spirit to develop you in servanthood and sonship.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes.
Servanthood and sonship. Paul would say he's a servant, then he's an apostle.
Yes.
Then in that 25th chapter of Matthew, notice in that 14th verse, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants.
Yes.
See, you be a servant first.
Yes, sir.
And then you convert into sonship as you obey God.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, the hell of money coming, you got to be a son.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you right now, you got to be a son.
Yeah.
You know, the passage here in Romans 8:14, look at it, because some of y'all don't know what it says. You ought to know what it says.
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all don't even know what it says. Look at you looking at me.
Yeah.
I see y'all on television. Y'all looking at me funny. Y'all can't. That voice, if you don't know that voice, you stewardship is out of your reach.
Yes,
as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So I believe your sonship has to be established in stewardship.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. You got to establish sonship.
Yes, sir.
Because you're not going to be able to handle it by regular calculation.
Yes.
And you're a mundane man. You see, you're not so much as an investor, you are a sower.
Yeah.
So you're not dependent. See, I've been through all that.
Yeah.
To train my stewardship, I had cattle. Then they had another business. The Lord said, I ain't told you to do none of that. Yeah. Get out quick as you can. I got out quick as I could.
Yeah.
And yeah, he said, get out. Because you remember what Abraham said in the 14th chapter of Genesis?
Yes,
when the man wanted to give him that money, he said, no, hold that. Because I don't want no man to say he made me rich. So it's divine stewardship is not about so much investing.
Right. Oh, Apostle. Yes, sir.
I mean, everybody get tired of it. They want to look for something to invest in. Invest in God.
Right.
Yes, he'll do you a better job. Nobody pay interest like him.
Nobody.
Right. No apostle.
Right. And here, one thing about God, he'll never go bankrupt on you.
Never.
Hey, I heard of companies, you know, way up, high-minded company, and they went bankrupt. But God, you never in history hear of God running out of anything.
Yes, sir.
You can dance when the storm comes, because you know God's going to take care of you.
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes.
Now, here in Galatians 4, it's good for you to write this down. I don't know how far I'm getting in. 4:1-7. I love that text.
Yes, sir.
Because it brings you into divine sonship.
Yes.
You can't stay a servant.
Right. That's right.
You have to come to a point in this stewardship. You have to come to the point to know you're in the family.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and you, what kind of family are we in? Well, you might read Psalm 24:1.
Yes.
The earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell in it. You have to know he owned everything.
Yes, sir.
He owned everything. He owned what the heathen think he owned.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And he could switch it over at any moment if you give him right stewardship. Yes. Notice what it says there. I read verse 2. I therefore, the presence of the Lord, beseech you, verse 1, that you walk worthy of the vocation with what you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, and meekness. I mean Ephesians.
Mm-hmm.
I mean Ephesians. Yeah, you heard me, Ron.
Yes, sir.
I mean Ephesians, man. 4:1. Maybe he don't want me to get to that verse. Maybe there's something God never won't say through me tonight. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1.
Yes.
Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, different nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all.
Yes, sir.
So many in the body of Christ are still just servants. They don't recognize that they are heirs.
Yes.
And that the Lord have designed for them to be Lord of all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Isn't that powerful?
Yes, yes, sir.
But now verse 2 reveal undeveloped stewardship. Verse 2. Come on with me now. It revealed undeveloped stewardship because many in the church still under tutors.
Yes, sir.
Watch what it said. What it said. But it's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father.
Yes.
Under tutors and governors.
Uh-huh.
The natural world still got you.
Yes. Come on, Apostle.
But as you develop in the spirit, I feel the Holy Ghost going to hit me again tonight. As you develop in the spirit, you're not under nobody but God.
Yes, sir.
Nobody tell you what you can have. Nobody tell you what you can't have.
Yes, sir.
Because you're not looking to nobody.
Right, right.
But God.
But God. Yes, sir.
Everybody else is a messenger. Watch it. Watch it. See? See, and some struggling in the church, struggling in their finances. They're struggling in their health. Health. And you know, like sickness. And their finances. Should not be.
Should not be.
Follow laws that God have set and you'll be totally free.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Even so we, when we were children, now you call them children in the third verse, were in bondage under the element of, oh my God, man. Under the elements of the world. Under the element of the world. The average Christian, you know, I just got to tell you like it is, they're still under the element of the world.
Yes, sir.
The world dictating to them where they can go, what they can do.
Yes.
You know, once you become a steward and the Lord blessings start coming on you,
yes.
Listen very carefully, racism is erased.
Yes. Come on, Pastor.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Racism is erased.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Because you can't touch it.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I was like Junior said when he was a little boy. Little boy told him at school, I think he was about 2 years old. How old he was, honey? Four. Say, you black. He said, my name is Leroy. And I was sitting in my back room today. And from now on, I don't want no black conversation.
Yes, sir.
My name Leroy.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Because every time you get in one of them conversations, you're being pulled out and don't even know it.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
You're getting them colorful conversations.
Yes, sir.
Lady told me, I gave her a $50 tip when I left. Lady told me, she's a nice lady. And I was trying to find out what my blood type was. I'd forgotten. I was in another state. And she was checking me out and she said, you know, black folks had to, people gone through some stuff and said, and she's trying to pray for me, you know. I told her, I said, ma'am, I ain't been through none of that.
Yeah. Come on,
you checking on a free man, you know.
Yes, sir.
See them, darn, I'm going to get over that. Those conversations come up, and you have to make a demand, we're not going to talk like this.
Yes, sir.
I left, I gave her a $50 bill. She told me, she said, oh, no, she didn't know it was a 50. She said, oh, no. I said, didn't you tell me you were a Christian?
Yeah.
She said, yeah, well, take this money.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Don't get in them conversations, all them colored conversations and
yes,
black America. I'm not no black America. I'm America.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Right, come on.
See, when they talk to you about that, you're coming down all the time.
Yes, sir.
No, don't go back.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, I don't want no history. I want revelation.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. To redeem them that was under the law, that we might receive the adoption of son. But because you're a son, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more servant, but a son. See that? And if a son, then what?
Heir
of God through Christ. Let me go to my next point. First point was permitting the Holy Spirit to develop in you servanthood and sonship. Now, you must qualify in proper stewardship at every level.
Yes.
At every level. You see, if you fail a test, you're not going to the next level.
Yes, sir.
I've been through some levels, boy, and I've been through some tests, and I fail a lot of them.
Yes, sir.
But I come to tell you how not to fail.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Let me give you this. Stewardship is personal. It's not a partnership.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Stewardship cannot operate by a program,
yes,
but by principles.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Stewardship will determine the level you will live on.
Yes.
Y'all getting it?
Yes, sir.
You cannot borrow stewardship.
Yes, sir.
Stewardship excuses will not be accepted.
Yes.
Good God Almighty. Let me go over here a minute. Go. Why am I My. You must qualify in proper stewardship at every level. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There you go back to Matthew 25. Look at that 15 verse again. What level are you on? See? Go back and look at it. Go back and look at it again because I want, that's a powerful verse.
Yes, sir.
That's 15 verse. Matthew 25, 15. And to one he gave five talents. Why is this description says here? Somebody been passed. The man with the five have passed some tests.
Yes, sir.
Then he gave another one two, and then one the son with one. I see why he had one.
Yes, sir.
He hadn't qualified. He failed. Right. He failed. And then he made Jesus angry. He said, cast him out.
Yes, sir.
Then he got down to the end for everyone that has. Look at verse 28. Take therefore the talent from him. And give it to him which have 10 talents. What, Lord had planned, boy. What? Give it. See, yeah. Don't let the Lord give me all your stuff. Give it to one that have 10 talents. For everyone that had, look at verse 25, it shall be given, and he shall have abundant. But from him that has not shall be taken away even that which he had. Stewardship. Knowing how to handle it. Knowing what to do with it. It's on call all the time.
Yes, sir.
My goodness. My goodness. Now, turn with me to Luke 16. Luke 16. And I don't care if the glory hit this place tonight. I'm just going to tap into it if it,
yes,
let the glory fall. I just stewardship is so important.
Yes.
That's the reason most Christians don't have anything. And I hate to be saying that, but the majority of Christians are living normal lives.
Yes,
you don't supposed to live normal life.
Yes, sir.
Right.
You a God, child of the living God.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now look in Luke 16, for one or two verses there. Verse 1, it called an unjust steward. Improper stewardship.
Yes, sir.
What I said?
Improper
stewardship will keep you living from paycheck to paycheck.
Yes, sir.
And he said unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward. And the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship. For thou mayest be no longer steward. Woo! Put out of stewardship.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because he didn't do what he should have done with it.
Right.
Yes, sir. The same way with that boy, with that one.
Yes, sir.
He buried it, lied, talking about, I know you reap what you don't sow. What? But all type of stupidity come to your mind when you're not operating in the spirit and operating in stewardship right. You say all kind of old crazy stuff.
Yes, sir.
The Lord don't want everybody to have a lot. All I know is the Lord loved me. Oh, shut up. You just won't let the Lord bless you. You're talking about, I know the Lord loved me and you ain't got nothing to show for it.
Yes,
and you've been in church 47 years and 2 months.
Come on, Pastor.
And don't have nothing to show for it. Talk about the Lord love me. Lord don't love that ignorance.
No, Apostle.
No, don't tell me shouting me down here.
Yes, sir.
Notice the 10th verse in that opening. Jeff Jr. talk about this quite often. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much.
Yes.
You understand that, right?
Yes, sir.
He that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much.
Yes.
I see it.
Yes, sir.
You don't see it?
Yes, sir.
11th verse. If therefore you have not been faithful in the righteous, unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And we got two things now, unrighteous mammon and true riches.
Yes.
I believe when you're walking in revelation, when the anointing of God is upon you, when you're walking in stewardship, I believe you began as a child of God in your divine right as a son or daughter of God to walk in true riches.
Yes, sir. True riches.
Some people won't make that a picture you hang on the wall and all that kind of stuff. No, I believe it's nitty-gritty, true riches. God wants you blessed. He wants you to have the best.
Yes.
He wants you to be able to give. He wants you to be able to go where you need to go and where you want to go.
Yes, sir. Come on.
true riches.
Yes,
true riches. Yeah, I know he's talking about being a child of God. I know he's talking about that. I know he's talking about being born again. I know he's talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit. I know he's talking about praise and worship. I know he's talking about prayer. I know he's talking about grace. I know he's talking about mercy. I know he's talking about being a child of God, but that included too.
Yes.
If you're going to be all that, you ought to have something.
Yes, sir.
See, they always want to spiritualize the blessing.
Yeah.
And the blessing can't manifest because we spiritualize it too much.
Yeah.
And we're trying to hold everybody. You did this, you did that. Go ahead and preach the gospel, man. I need to hear what God's saying.
Yes, sir.
Come on,
sir. My God. The 13th verse says, no servant can serve two masters. See, that break that mastership. I got something to tell you. My God, let me see if I can find it. It was something that the Lord showed me. I was sitting praying about this meeting, and he showed me something that Eve and Adam was robbed of their stewardship. There he was.
Yes.
He started off this way. Satan, you probably never heard this before. Satan is afraid of stewardship, for he failed as a steward and lost his place in God's plan. He's afraid of stewardship. He don't want the church to know about stewardship. That's why the Lord wants me to teach about stewardship tonight. See, yes, Satan is afraid of stewardship because he knows a steward can't be stopped.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you're willing and obedient, what happened? You'd go to the land.
Yes, sir.
Satan knows the power of stewardship. It pleased God.
Yes.
He know that. Adam and Eve were tricked out of their stewardship and lost their position in the garden.
Yes, sir.
They were steward of the garden.
Yes.
And let a snake, a serpent, come in and talk them out. I hold Adam because Adam should have corrected Eve.
Yes.
That's why a man needs to be a man. Yeah. He come in and just took the fruit. He said, woman, put that fruit down.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's right. Come
on. Woman need a covering.
Yes, sir.
See?
Yes.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Yes, sir.
Be a man.
I can't stand around people too long who not men. I just leave, man. I don't know. Man. I've seen some things happen. But look at the enemy. We got a good example. Look at the enemy trying to rob Jesus of his stewardship.
Yes, sir.
Whoa. He came in that garden and made some offers to Jesus. And Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone, but every word, that's good stewardship, that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Jesus took him down every time, See, it was a replay of Adam and Eve.
Right.
That's the way Adam and Eve should have handled it. That serpent came in that garden with Jesus. Jesus said, no, we ain't going now.
Right.
I got to keep my stewardship.
Yes, sir.
Read that sometime in Luke chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
Read that sometime. Read that sometime.
Yes, sir.
The enemy tried to rob Jesus of his stewardship, but Jesus passed the test.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he going to come.
Yes.
Yeah, because he wants you to be down there with him.
Yes.
See, he lost out. He was a head. They say he used to sing the head in the choir and a great musician, but he disobeyed God. And rob himself of right stewardship, and the Lord put him out. The Lord will put your tail out if you don't do what's right.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, Lord don't play no game. He'll, no. Stewardship, listen very carefully. Stewardship is running a kingdom government on God's behalf. You got that?
Yes.
Stewardship is running a kingdom government on God's behalf.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Manager, overseer, protector.
Yeah. Come on.
Look at Job 8, 7.
Yes, sir.
Job 8, 7. Though your beginning be small,
yes, sir.
Yet your latter end
shall
greatly increase. See, you got to come. One to give five, one to give two, right?
Yeah.
The other one give one.
Yeah.
See, they all was in stages.
Yes.
Where are you?
Right. Yes.
In stewardship. See, you got to listen to the Spirit in stewardship.
Yes.
You got to be led because there are some people, you know what he told Abraham? Abraham was about to go to another level of stewardship.
Yes.
You got to leave your family.
Leave your family.
You see, you can't stay hooked on the natural when God's trying to take you somewhere else.
Yes, sir.
Jesus went through the same thing. His family didn't understand him. Yes. He's walking in a higher stewardship. They're outside. They're meeting on the inside. They want him to come outside.
Yes.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
You see what Job put in your note? Then if you don't let the Holy Spirit help you develop your stewardship, you will never have good success. If you don't let the Holy Spirit help you develop your stewardship, you will never have good success. Now, the Holy Spirit knows about stewardship. Turn to John chapter 16. I want you to see something. John chapter 16. We're going to turn to Hebrews after that, because I want you to see two things about the Holy Spirit training you by stewardship.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit training you in stewardship. The Holy Spirit training you in stewardship. You got to let the Holy Spirit train you in stewardship.
Yep, yep, yep.
In John 16, Jesus telling about the days to come, I'm the comfortable. Jesus said, I'm the comfortable. I'm the comforter now.
Yeah.
But there's another comforter coming.
Right. Yeah.
But let me give you a prelude on how that comforter is going to operate when he get here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Notice what he said in the 12th verse, 16 and 12. I have many things to say unto you. What he said? But you cannot bear them now. See that? See, there's levels in stewardship, revelation in stewardship, insight in divine stewardship, that you have to have the Holy Spirit to understand it.
Yes, sir.
You know, Mary understood.
Yes.
First miracle, yes. John 2:5.
Yes.
Whatsoever he says to you, do it. See, now that's stewardship training. Because his Jesus' language, I know for myself personally, each 43 years. He tell you to do some thing, and you got no calculation or no revelation per se.
Yeah.
How this gonna come out.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what F-A-I-T-H?
Yeah.
You gotta operate in faith. Y'all will operate in anointing. Y'all will operate in glory. You gotta operate in faith first.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
See?
Yes, sir.
Whatever he says to you, do it.
Do it. Yeah.
The boy said, fish all night long, took nothing. Mm-hmm. Boy said, we fish all night long, took nothing, but at thy word,
yes. Uh-huh.
We're going to let down the net.
Yes, sir.
See, that's stewardship. That's the way to flow, if you know how to flow. Listen, let me get to this. Listen. John 16:12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Why he said that? Why he said that? Hmm. Why did he say that? Why did he say that in verse 12? Why? What?
They're not stewards.
They're not sure?
They're not stewards.
They're not stewards. Why? What? What? Somebody call me. Tell me something. Anybody here got it? Call me. Why? You cannot be a steward without the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The next verse starts telling you, all that God has belong to you.
Yes.
But you're going to have to be in the Spirit to know it, because you're too busy looking at your grandpa and your pa and look at people before you, and you think you got to have what they had, and you need to break out.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Pastor.
You need to leave the plantation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Leave the low-level thinking.
Yes,
yes, sir.
And know that God wants you to have the best.
Yes.
My grandchildren love me. They don't know what's going to happen.
Yes,
they'd like to be around Papa.
Yes.
You know he's going to talk Bible, but they don't know anything that can happen. They'd be happy to be around me.
Yes, sir.
Now I want you to see it. Verse 13. Now he's here now.
Yes, sir.
What I'm about to read in verse 13. He's here now.
Yes, sir.
How be when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. What is the Spirit of who?
Truth.
He will what? Guide you into all what? You're free, man. You're gone. You're gone. All truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
Yes, sir.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
You see, this stewardship here now. Watch. He that glorified, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. See, that's developing your stewardship.
Yes,
all things, come on, when you get ready, all things that the Father has are mine. See, Jesus knew that. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. Now, let me say something here now to make Christian or church people tremble. It's not Jesus talking about, it's Leroy talking about.
Yeah.
All that he has is mine.
Yes, sir.
All that God has is mine. You ever thought about that? It all belonged to me.
Yes, sir.
It's personal.
Yes.
You got to grow to this extent.
Yes, sir.
See, everything I read in the Bible belonged to me.
Yes, sir.
All that God can do, all that God is, all that God has belong to me. I'm a son, man.
Yes.
I'm not just a servant. I'm a son.
Yes, sir.
And I can lay claim on it.
Yes.
My righteousness got a right to have things.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Get out of debt.
Oh, yeah.
Get out. If all that God has belong to me, I'm out of debt.
Yes.
You get that by faith. Hold on to that.
Yes, sir.
It'll manifest. I promise you, it'll manifest. It'll manifest. But yeah, we got another dilemma. Hebrews 5.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know you were going to have me dig there, but we're talking about stewardship.
Yes.
And we got to have spiritual stewardship. Thank you, Lord. Spiritual stewardship. Being trained in the spirit how to function in your stewardship with God. Money coming is too big for you not to handle without stewardship.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, that's why I want to train you. Because you got to train. Be faithful over a few things.
Yes.
Start where you are.
Yeah.
Nobody have to wait. Oh, I got good news. Nobody got to wait till you get there. You're already there. Start where you are.
Right where you are. Yes, sir.
Start where you are. Let him direct everything you do. Every dime you spend. Every dollar you sow. Let him direct it.
Yes, sir.
See, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. You don't just jump in this class.
Yes.
No. You got to sit down, pass the test.
Yes, sir.
You don't get up to my, I got enough, I want this. Go set your butt back down. You ain't ready for it. Stewardship.
Yes.
Stewardship.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost teaching me how to manage money.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, they don't even want to equate the Holy Ghost with money. But the Holy Ghost is the one got the money. He got the wisdom. He got the understanding. He got the gate. He got the door. He got everything it takes to get you there. It's holy, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Prosperity is holy.
Yes, sir.
Wealth is sanctification.
Yes, sir.
I belong to him.
Yes, sir.
Nothing that never separated me from the love of God.
Yes, sir.
See, you got to get to those points before you can get to those levels.
Yes, sir.
See, stewardship we're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Stewardship. Oh, my. Hebrews 5. When I saw this, we started talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I got saved. I've been baptized. No, we need to go further.
Yes.
The Lord wanted to see other things. Uh-huh. The world tried to hold us down to a certain level at the church. Said, we just go to church and they're going to sing some song. And these nice people that come. You get them dignitaries who think they're dignitaries come to church. I remember I preached a funeral one time. Had doctors and lawyers and they're all dressed up. And they kept looking like, you know, yeah, all that. I said, look, none of y'all got no more money than I got.
Uh-huh.
So y'all just sit here and listen. I got something to tell y'all.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, the service changed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they were sitting here, you know. Yep. And they didn't have as nice a suit as I had on.
Uh-huh. Right.
See, now somebody going to talk about that and say, no, I'm bringing on God, you know, baby.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
That when the Queen of Sheba came to see Solomon, she said he was decked out.
Yes, sir.
Even his servant. That's why I don't want y'all boys around me dressing any kind of way. Don't be dressing around me. Come in with a little t-shirt on.
Yeah.
Talking about we're going to have service.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I done went through that. I went through that 4 or 5 times trying to come common like everybody else. No, ain't nothing common about the Lord. But that's why I see all my boys dressed up. They know.
Yes, sir.
You got to be dressed up to come here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, y'all want that socialism.
Yeah.
Social church.
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't want no responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know. Huh?
Yeah.
Y'all don't want nobody to snatch that wig off your head and tell you ain't all that. Sit down.
Yes, sir.
You can't be prophesying in here out of order.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Mm-hmm. I wish somebody was here to help me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there you get to modernize it. Look at first Hebrews 5 and 11. Mm-hmm. We're talking about stewardship.
Yeah.
We're talking about spiritual stewardship. We're talking about the Holy Ghost letting you know that the world system can't hold you down no more.
Yes.
Use your faith. You can use your faith for money.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You can use your faith for wealth.
Yes, sir.
Now, theologians and preachers, they're against it. They won't preach everything but wealth.
Yes, sir.
And prosperity, but that's in the book.
Yes, sir.
Book.
Yes, sir.
You can lay a hand on people, they talk about healing. You can lay a hand and teach them all them healing scripture. If they don't eat right, they're going to be right back in that line.
Yes, come on, Apostle. Come on.
Y'all want to make God violate his own word.
Yes, sir.
I've been seeing healing in line for the last 40-something years. People are getting in line, and weigh 980 pounds and in line. And you don't have to pray, yeah? You don't have to pray about this. You're 900 pounds. Go home, baby. Go home.
Yes, sir.
Wow. I know y'all don't like it. People don't like it. But this is just dumb, man. It's just dumb. It's just dumb. Just dumb. It's just dumb. Everyone pray about everything. Let's pray for me. Pray for me. No. I pray to God I don't have to turn nobody down.
Yes, sir.
Come on, sir. If I talk to them and they don't listen, I pray to God I don't. Because I will turn you down.
Yes.
Hebrews 5:11. If I talk to you and been talking to you for 8 or 9 months and you have made no adjustment,
right.
I'm not wasting my anointing on you.
Yeah,
right.
Come on, Pastor.
Amen.
5:11. And I'm not talking about, some people live pretty long and they think, see, I'm here. Yeah. What the quality?
Yes, sir. Quality.
The Bible didn't say, I'll give you a long old life. He said, I'll give you a long what? Satisfied life.
Yes, sir.
How I got over there? Who am helping me now?
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
I'm swinging at somebody.
Yes.
Of whom, look in the 11th verse now. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing. See, a lot on wealth, prosperity, health. You try to minister to people, they're dull of hearing, baby. They don't want to hear that. Yeah, I see them, they be smiling and looking at you, but I know they're not receiving it.
Right.
But as a remnant.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank God. Yes, sir.
Help me up. Get up and help me dance as a remnant. Dance a little bit. That's a remnant. Just do a little something anyway. That's a remnant. They're going to receive this thing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a remnant. I'm part of the remnant.
I'm part of the remnant.
Are you part of the remnant?
I'm part of the remnant.
I see you out of debt.
Yes, sir.
I see all your need met.
Yes, sir.
I see you living high. Because you're part of the remnant.
Yes, sir.
You're not hard-headed trying to hold on to old things.
Yeah.
But all things become new.
Yes, sir.
Shh. Get out. Let me zoom from.
I'm part of the remnant.
I'm part of the remnant.
I'm part of the remnant.
Now, you got to know the remnant.
Yes,
because the Bible keeps talking about the remnant.
Yes, sir.
David walked through that crowd. All his brothers, his older brothers, and all of them, they're all in that little crowd scared. David said, what's up? He said, I got a man called Goliath coming out there. So David said, in essence, why nobody have him went to meet him?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
David went out there.
Yes.
Took him.
Yeah.
Took him. Yeah, you see? So you have to let the Lord enable you to take your Goliaths out.
Yes, sir.
There are Goliaths in your finances.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Your brother might not want to go.
Mm.
Go out there by yourself.
Yes, sir.
I went out there by myself. My family didn't go with me. My wife family didn't go with me. I went out there by myself. I had a word from God. I know that Goliath and that liar about debt and lack and living low wasn't God's will. I went out there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the Goliath fell.
Yes.
The Goliath said, if the rest come, I'll fall for them.
Yes.
He knew he can't handle you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, I'm not here just to have meeting.
Yes, come on, Apostle.
Come on, Apostle.
No, after this meeting, I want something deposit. The Holy, may the Holy Ghost help you. I want something deposit in your heart and in your mind and in your soul.
That you
know that something have happened to you.
Yes.
That stewardship is so important.
Yes.
Handle what you got now.
Yes.
Handle it by faith.
Yes.
Handle it by being led by the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
My goodness. Let me find Chokota. Look what he says there. When we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing, for when the time you ought to be teaching, you have need that one teach you again what be the first principle of the oracles of God, and I become such as have need of me. How can you be full of the Holy Ghost and broke? It's easier to get money than the Holy Ghost. You don't want to hear that. Yeah. You done made a large step. You baptized the Holy Ghost, tongue in tongue, and you still broke? Money is elementary.
Yes, sir.
They put money as primary, but money is not primary. Money should have been the first thing you had.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Money can't stand up to the gift of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. No. People operating the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and ain't got no money. What class you skip?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Then he said, this is my assignment. Listen, this is my assignment.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what you say.
That's right.
Everybody can't be preaching on healing.
Right.
Every time they preach.
Come on, Apostle.
Everybody can't be preaching on hell. Every time they preach.
Right.
Somebody got to get somebody moving down there with some money to get this gospel preaching.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
He's talking about flying on commercial plan. They say that Sam Al circling on a commercial plan.
Yes, sir.
And you know, Sam Al circling. But you see, when you fly private, you got the kind of air flowing what you want to flow.
Yes, sir.
You ain't got no strangers flowing in there. I know y'all there.
Come on, Papa.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
For everyone that uses milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even to those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern between good and evil. Let me close here. The rich young ruler was broke in stewardship.
Yes, sir.
The rich young ruler was broke in stewardship. He had money, but he broke in stewardship.
Yeah.
And he missed the 100-fold return.
Yes, sir.
Probably lost all he had. Might have lost his life. He didn't obey Jesus. He went away sad and grieved.
Yeah.
The money had him.
Yeah.
He was broke in stewardship.
Yeah.
Having money without stewardship, wisdom will destroy you. Having money without stewardship, wisdom will destroy you. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10 through 14, it said, money is a defense and wisdom is a defense. Having money without stewardship wisdom will destroy you.
Yes.
Turn to Job, let's close there, Job 22. They can say what they want about this text, who preaching to who, but this is a word from God. I tell you, because it's so clear, talking about acquaint yourself with God, you know?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, stewardship. You're going to be in stewardship. You got to be acquainted with God.
Yes.
You can't let man keep you at a certain level.
Yes.
You got to be in tune to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Job 22:21. I'll read this and I'll hit four or five things on it and I'll close. Job 22:21. Acquaint now thyself with him. Talking about God.
Yes, sir.
And be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Receive, verse 22, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. Joshua 1 and 8.
Yes.
And lay up his word in thine heart. Talking about stewardship now.
Yes, sir.
If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. You see it?
Yes.
Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust. And the gold of Ophir as the stone of the brook. Yeah, the Almighty, I'm in verse 25, shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to see, I was talking to three young men. They were doing some work in my yard. Gas line had a leak. And I walked out there and I said, it's easy to have plenty of money. Well, I said, huh? I said, easy to have plenty of money. He's looking at the house, you know, he's looking at my mansion. Yes, he's looking at it. I said, easy to have, I wanted to minister to him, you know.
Yes, sir.
And I got him saved. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see, point and listen if you see something.
Yes, sir.
That Almighty should, look, be thy defense. Look at it. And thou shalt have plenty of silver. For look at verse 26. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him. Watch what it says in that 22nd verse, 12th verse now. And he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vow. Verse 28, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men, look at verse 29. Here we are, right in the middle of this pandemic. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there's a lifting up. And he should save the humble person. Now to write these down. Being right acquainted with God, verse 21. Receiving the law from his mouth, Joshua 1:8. Laying his word in your heart, verse 22 of that text. Keep returning to God for instruction, verse 23. Abundance will come to you, verse 24 and 25. Hit the tape. Always delight thyself in the Lord and pray, verse 26. Keep praying thy vow, verse 27.
Yeah.
You can't keep up? Now you are a financial discerner, verse 28.
Yeah.
Decreer. Not discerner, it's my writing. Decreer.
Yes, sir.
Verse 28. Yeah. Get ready while others are being cast down.
Yeah.
For you then will be lifted up.
Yeah.
Start where you are. How much debt you in? I mean, you come to this seminar. How many money do you have? Why did God send this word, money cometh to us? Money cometh.
Yeah.
And he sent the prophetic seed with it.
Yes, sir.
And now he's teaching you about stewardship.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You know? What you need to pay off?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll make you the lender.
Yes.
And not the borrower. I'll make it ahead. Read Deuteronomy 28. Just read it every day. Read it. Read it and believe it. He said, blessing will overtake you. And the body of Christ at large need to hear this, because it's not preached as bold as it should be preached, because a few members might leave if you start preaching like this.
Yes, sir.
My members pretty well hang in there. You know, I talk about prosperity. I ain't no member to leave about prosperity. A few of them might have got a little upset about health. But they belong to sausage sandwich. They might have got upset. My member pretty well stuck with me when I talk about finances. And that's why they're in good condition now. That's why the Lord have blessed them. Amen. Come on, Junior. Amen. Well, God bless you all. God bless everybody. Hallelujah.